there's one city that is involved in Libya's oil production named Al Borega that we're told now is under attack by Libyan security forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. That's a key oil production and processing city, and it had been at least partially held by rebel forces. But we have to stress that getting intelligence and getting hard numbers on the areas that the rebels hold and don't hold is a very fluid situation, and sometimes, you know, when you're told during one part of the day that the rebels hold 1 pound, then you hear later that, well, they hold part of it, they don't hold all of it, that the government forces loyal to Gaddafi are moving in, or they've taken part of the town. You're hearing that all the time, so we have to be a little bit careful and kind of hedge on what we know and don't know about who holds what in Libya right now.
So if it's difficult for the media to get solid information about what's happening in Libya, how difficult is it for the U.S. government?
It's difficult. We've seen members of the Pentagon, Secretary Gates, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mullen, and others come out and say that it is tough to get reliable information. I mean, they're admitting this. A U.S. official told us that, you know, getting reliable intelligence out of there is difficult and frustrating, and that it really is kind of an ebb and flow situation. It is very difficult, and U.S. officials are being fairly candid about the fact that getting really good, hard human intelligence out of Libya right now is difficult. They have assets in the country, but of course, we can't really talk about who or what those are. But again, Libya is a strange country. It's not quite as closed as North Korea, but for many, many years, it was a very closed-off society. It's hard to get information. We have teams on the ground that are giving us as much information as they can, but they're being let's just say that their job is very difficult right now. Moving around and getting good information from the Libyan government, from the rebel forces, is a very difficult proposition right now.
The no-fly zone, we're hearing implementing the no-fly zone would require military action. What's the latest on that?
I think it's being considered. The U.S. and top officials are saying that they're weighing military action, but they're not quite ready to necessarily get into that yet. They have to see kind of how the situation plays out, how much of the Libyan military uses its air power to fire on the rebels. It's something that's being weighed. It's on the table. Nothing really being acted upon yet, I think, in that regard. A no-fly zone would present its own problems and would take probably a while to get kind of through all the official pipelines at the UN and NATO and other places to get up to speed. But that is something that is clearly an option, clearly on the table, and it might very well put Gaddafi's forces more on the ropes. So that's something that has to be considered.
So military action, if this were to kind of pass the UN, and military action would have to be on the table, what could that mean for the U.S. military? They're already mobilizing forces in and around to kind of put the pressure on.
The U.S. military has to be, clearly if there's going to be a no-fly zone and if there's going to be other military monitoring or any kind of intervention in Libya, I think you can say that the U.S. will probably be involved in some way, shape, or form, at the very least from possibly a command and control standpoint, planning and things like that. Who would be doing the actual flying? That may be something that could be worked out with other NATO countries, or it could be, U.S. planes flying. It is a very sensitive situation for the U.S. politically. The U.S. is already involved in two wars in Muslim nations, and to get involved in a third conflict, especially one that is as messy and dicey as this one, that's going to be something that U.S. officials are not going to just wade into very quickly.
Let's talk about the Libyan opposition. Who exactly are they, and how the U.S. government and other people who want to see Gaddafi brought down, how are they dealing with the opposition?
It's a very interesting story, and one which we kind of looked at this week to see, who are the people leading this this rebellion? It's much like Egypt in a certain way, because in Egypt you didn't really see one galvanizing person emerging as the central figure of the opposition and leading the charge. In Libya, it's the same way. I mean, they have rebel forces that are clearly very active and have exhibited the capability of taking whole towns and cities, at least, for a short time. But we haven't seen, one galvanizing leader emerge or one group emerge. Now, we did dig into this a little bit more. What we're hearing is this, that there have been whole army units of the Libyan military who have defected over to the opposition. They've brought with them commanders, firepower, tanks, anti-aircraft guns. They're helping out. As far as, you know, a civilian leadership, they have something called the Libyan National Council that's been set up to help liberated cities kind of coordinate basic functions, you know, Benghazi and Beta in the east. These were cities that were taken by the opposition, and this council has cropped up to help them kind of lead themselves in a semi-autonomous way until, you know, more of a structured government can get set up. And observers say that a respected former justice minister in Libya named Mustafa Abdel Jalil is kind of a de facto leader of this group, and he could be a key transitional figure in any change of leadership in Libya. But again, it's not clear how much support this group or this person have outside eastern Libya. And so, you know, this is really much very much a work in progress. Some people say that you know, if and when Gaddafi leaves, you'll see kind of councils cropping up, maybe coordinated with each other to run things in the cities. But right now, there is no real central leadership in the opposition, so it's not clear how this will play out.
So diplomatic relations or even dialogues with these opposition groups kind of premature, that discussion at this point?
I think it is premature. I think that, you know, the U.S. has basically suspended its operations in the embassy there and gotten as many people out of there as possible. Diplomatic relations right now are something that I think no one is even thinking about right now. We have to see who emerges from this fight and whether Gaddafi himself can hang on to power. And if he doesn't, who emerges as kind of the leading figure in this? Is it going to be kind of are they going to move toward a parliamentary democracy? And if they do, who's going to lead that? That's going to be a long and very messy process, and before diplomatic relations can be kind of reestablished or reinvigorated, they're going to have to see how that all plays out.